91X News.
It's plus two and snowy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Clark. The Canadian government is discriminating against First Nations children on reserves, according to a ruling Tuesday by the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. The tribunal found that the federal funding formula provides First Nations child and family service agencies with fewer resources than their provincial counterparts. Paul Latchford, coordinator of Aboriginal Services at Loyalist College, says if suggestions are implemented, this decision will benefit society as a whole.
It is a positive thing, and I think the benefits are for all of society, because when people have a general standard of living, it usually increases their opportunity to be more progressive and what we see is a history of success.
The federal government released a statement following Tuesday's decision saying that it will work with Indigenous peoples and make changes that will better the outcomes for First Nations children. The World Health Organization says it is convening an emergency committee on Monday to decide if the Zika virus outbreak should be declared an international health emergency. Director General Dr. Margaret Chan says there is no definitive proof that Zika is responsible for a spike in the number of babies being born with abnormally small heads in Brazil, but the level of alarm is extremely high.
A causal relationship between Zika virus infection and birth malformations and neurological syndromes has not yet been established. This is a very important point, but it is strongly suspected.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned pregnant women against visiting Brazil and other areas where Zika is present. A home care program that looked after 60 people in Belleville has come to an end. CUNET's Matthew Murray has the story.
When it comes to Quinte Emergency Medical Services Home Care Project, Bonnie Coldham says she has no complaints about the program whatsoever.
I can't think of a single thing to say that it needed improvement. It was fantastic.
Coldham's 97-year-old mother, Florence Lennox, was one of 60 patients paramedics cared for since last January. Patients were chosen based on their medical conditions and amount of 911 calls they made in 2014. The program ended last Saturday when funding ran out. Quinte EMS asked the Ontario government for a share of ambulance fees it collects, but the Ministry of Health hasn't responded to the request yet. Being a part of the program meant Lennox's health issues could be looked after the moment they were found by paramedics. Coldham says this was a critical part of the program.
I think the preventative aspect is absolutely critical. It gets them under control and keeps them under control so that they don't get out of control.
As the program was wrapping up, Coldham and Lennox sent Graham Bent, the paramedic who looked after Lennox, a thank you letter, saying Bent has given them more than he could ever know. Matthew Murray, QNET News, Belleville.
Bellette's Talk Day yesterday has brought mental health to the forefront once again, something Bellette's Talk Ambassador Andrew Jensen is happy about. Bevan Hamilton has the story.
Andrew Jensen knows what it's like to endure silent pain. Jensen, who is also a professional golfer, traces his struggle with depression back to when he was 13.
It wasn't until I was 27 that I finally told someone that I think I need help, and that started a slow process and healing and getting better.
The journey has been long for Jensen, but he's proof that change is possible when you talk about it. Nowadays, Jensen is an ambassador for Bell Let's Talk.
Because I play golf and just because I have a small platform, it doesn't mean my story is more remarkable or spectacular than anyone else's. Mm. Like, we all have an equal voice and story in this conversation.
Mental health awareness isn't just about one day. Jensen says the point of the Bell Let's Talk Day is so that everyone will pay attention to the issue every day.
We're not supposed to just care about mental health today. We need to care about the health and well-being of ourselves, of our family members, of our friends, all the time.
Jensen says the next step for Canada is to get this conversation out in the open and make it normal. In other words, end the stigma. Bevan Hamilton, QNET News, Belleville.
An iconic doll has gotten yet another makeover. Toymaker Mattel is responding to years of criticism that Barbie's body shape created unrealistic expectations for girls.
She's not just tall and impossibly thin anymore. Barbie's got a new body. Actually, three of them. Mattel is introducing three new models, including one that's tall, another that's petite, and a third labeled curvy. Barbie makes her debut on the cover of Time with the caption, "Now can we stop talking about my body? What Barbie's new shape says about American beauty." Barbie herself tweeted, "The possibilities are endless when you experience the world with Barbie. big dreams are not sold separately. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Earlier this afternoon, 30 Loyalist Lancers were given athletic scholarship awards. One of the criteria for the awards is to be able to succeed in both academics and sports. Kate Shumakova looks into how students balance the two.
Young athletes say that it can sometimes be hard to combine their love for sports with their studies. Sarah Pianayafu is the Loyalist women's volleyball player. She says she knows how to stay on track.
I love to laugh. It's just that, just laughing and then just thinking about the positive things. I just forget about everything and then I keep on going.
Pianayafu has been playing volleyball for 9 years. Now she's the number one player in the Canada Wide College League.
I know that my parents are really proud, and just that makes me just, wow.
Another Loyalist Lancer, Jamal Akumbar, received a special Scott Rates scholarship that recognized men's basketball players. Akumbar says basketball plays a big role in his life.
To me, it's like almost my second home. Sometimes if I'm under stress or not, I pick up a ball, go outside the basketball court, shoot some hoops, and then after a couple of hours, I feel good.
Akumbar, like Pianayafu, knows the balance between sports and studies is key.
But I still gotta put in a lot of work for both of them just to stay on top of my game.
Kate Shmakova, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 404. Sports is next.
Marmara Snowfest, home of Canada's longest-running sled dog races, is celebrating its 38th annual event February 5th to 7th. Come inside and warm yourself up at the local food and artisan show with colorful displays of local food growers, farm businesses, artists, artisans, and musicians. Plus, the Marmara Business Association is closing down Forsyth Street on Saturday for easy shopping and outdoor festivities, including the Little Nippers races. Marmara Snowfest, February 5th to 7th. Visit marmarasnowfest.ca and like them on Facebook.
QNET Sports. When Belleville's OHL team, the Bulls, were relocated to Hamilton, the players and coaching staff were forced to make a quick transition to living in a big city. Bulldogs forward Nicky Petty spent 3 seasons with the Bulls. He told QNET News that the players miss Belleville, but have enjoyed their time in Hamilton.
Things are different than what we're used to in Belleville. I think that we still miss how things were in Belleville, but Hamilton's been great to us, and think that there's, like I said, there's guys that have played in Belleville for 4-3 years, and so when you come to a new team, bigger city, things are a little different, and it's a little adjustment period, but I think it's been okay so far.
The Bulldogs are currently battling for the 8th playoff spot in the OHL Eastern Conference. In the OHL, tomorrow night's games starting at 7, Niagara versus Sudbury, Owen Sound versus Kingston, and Peterborough versus Ottawa. Then Flint will play Sarnia, Saginaw will play Sault Ste. Marie, and Erie will play London. At 7:30, it's Hamilton versus Mississauga, North Bay versus Guelph, Windsor versus Kitchener, and Barrie versus Oshawa. The NHL is suspending 2 of the top players in the league for not playing in this weekend's All-Star game.
Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews has been ill since Tuesday, and Washington Capitals winger Alex Ovechkin is suffering from a lower body injury. Both have opted out of Sunday's All-Star game in Nashville, but NHL rules state doing so means they'll also have to sit out the first game after the break. It's unclear if both players would have sat out anyway because of their conditions. Blackhawks team physician Michael Terry says of Toews that rest over the break is most important for him to properly recover. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Tonight in the NBA, the Hawks will play the Pacers and the Nuggets will play the Wizards at 7. At 8 o'clock, the Toronto Raptors go for a franchise record 10th win in a row tonight when they host the New York Knicks, while the Kings play the Pelicans and the Bucks play the Grizzlies. Finally at 10:30, it's the Bulls against the Lakers. Ricky Fowler and a host of top pros tee it up this week at the Farmers Insurance Open in Southern California. Fowler is coming off of a win last week in Abu Dhabi on the European Tour. He says he hopes to use the confidence he's built in recent months to remain among the top pro golfers.
It's a fun time for me. It's a great time for golf. There's a lot of guys playing well, and just proud to be a part of that, and proud to be a part of kind of the mix of those top guys right now, and want to continue to do that.
550 athletes from 20 teams across eastern Ontario will fill the pool at the Templeman Meninga Aquatic Center at the Quinte Sports and Wellness Center this weekend. The Belleville Youth Swim Team is hosting the Regional Ontario Short Course Championship Swim Meet. It begins Friday morning and runs all weekends. Spectators are welcome. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight will be flurries and a low of -2. Friday calls for flurries ending in the afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud, high of 0. Friday night will bring cloudy periods with a low of -7. On Saturday, there will be periods of snow and a high of +2. Saturday night will be cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of +1. Saturday will be cloudy with Sunday will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 6 and a low of +4. At 4:09, it's +2 and snowy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Ashley Clark, QNET News, next on 91X at 5 o'clock.